Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to kick this day off with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you getting along?
I'm good, although I have identified an issue.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So I went out the other day, and I was going to shoot video whilst I shot guns, as I do. And my original thought process was I was going to record the Staccato C2, and I have two ARs from Spikes Tactical that I was going to record that day.
Okay.
The other thing I was going to do with the Spikes Tactical was zero them. One of them has just plain Jane steel sights. It's a flat top. The other one it's got an optic and a flashlight on it. It's got a quad rail. The other one is just plain MOE furniture. It's about as plain Jane as it gets. They refer to that one as a patrol rifle. On my way out there now, and this is the thing I ran into, and I felt like the biggest of the rookies. Get out there and we start having problems with the ARs. The striker is not hitting hard enough on either one of them. And then, you know, then it occurs to me, you know what, I didn't lube these up even a little bit.
Okay, but may I correct you, please?
Sure.
AR firing pin.
Yeah. What did I say?
Striker,
my bad.
Right. That's what.
Well, that's, but see, that just makes my point. I'm so, you know, I have spent the last 10 years training more with pistols than I have with a long gun.
Okay.
And I've sort of lost my stride with the long guns.
Your stride?
Yeah,
did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, you
okay,
know.
No, that's fine. Yeah. No, I perfectly understand. I just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly.
Right. So I guess now.
That's easy to do.
Yeah. I guess now what I'm going to do is, as I have identified what's going to probably be my day-to-day pistol, right, I'm going to train with it whenever I train with anything. Whenever I go shoot anything else, I'm also going to take it and get reps with it. But I'm also going to take a long gun of some sort and try to train with it a little bit, because I was a little disturbed, to be honest with you, and how far I've fallen off of that.
Well, actually, I'm very disturbed that you've not been doing any kind of long gun work. Hey. Is what you're telling me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's disturbing.
Well, there's been a few issues with that. Now, for the longest time, you know, ammo's been very high. I now have an ammo sponsor, so I no longer have that as a barrier to keep me from doing it. The other thing
that's very good.
Yeah, the range where I shoot normally was not really configured to do AR work, long range work,
right.
Rifle
exactly.
Work. Although now he's sort of set it up to where we can run a target out to about 75 yards, right?
Right.
Which is not bad. That's not bad, is it? That's not a bad training distance, is it?
What, 175?
No, just 75 yards.
No, 75 yards? No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you can get. You know, a lot of people, I guess the best way I refer to it is, I call it, you know, the balance of life or life's balance.
Yeah.
You know, where you live and what you have access to in respect to ranges, be they indoor or outdoor ranges, what is the distance available to fire at?
Right.
And I mean accurate distance, not, you know, well, I think this bay is 50. If you're going to do any kind of precision hard zero work, or you need to know what you're doing and the distance you're doing it at. The what you're talking about doing is easily accomplished. Yes, I understand you've identified two of the largest barriers that have to be overcome,
right,
to do live fire training work, training and practice. But there's nothing other than possibly where you live. If you live in an apartment complex, I get it, right? You're not going to be out in the foyer or in the four-yard dry fire. I get it. But you're bound to be able to go somewhere and have the privacy that you need to, you know, work with your blasters to at least stay on top of the critical gun handling skills.
Right.
And I'm talking about gun handling at speed, not just, you know, put yourself on the clock. Take time away. Challenge yourself. Don't just get in a rut of doing, you know, 10 reps per exercise and call it good. That's not training or practicing. It's actually, training and practicing is actually an art form. You're only limited by your imagination in respect to what you can do and how you can do it.
Right.
But, you know, I've said that many times in the past. I don't say it anymore simply because of one dude. We were at a gig. And I was putting emphasis on using your imagination in respect to challenging yourself to train and practice. And this young buck in the crew kind of tentatively raised his hand and said, excuse me, Mr. Dave, I'd just like to say, I don't think I know enough to have an imagination. And I was kind of like, whoa, dude. That's an interesting perspective. I never thought of it like that. So it kind of changed the way I see, think, and feel about that particular point of interest. Because what the young man said was absolutely true.
Right.
He was so green. He really did not know enough of anything, really, come to find out, which was not a problem. I mean, that never, I would rather take someone that knows little, if anything, because they're kind of like a clean slate.
Right.
You know, they're a clean slate to work with. And they normally, you know, take to it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, given the proper guidance and time, resources, and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So tell me what you're doing with on the pistol side of the house.
So let's get into that in the next little go-around. We're coming up on the break. And coming up on the break, and Super Dave, of course, you can find Super Dave here right now. This is the only place Super Dave's showing up new, although he does have plenty of things out there on Trigger Time TV and everything. If you want to go back and look at those, they're still out there, I'm sure. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. ¶¶
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington, and I've come to a couple of resolutions here, and one of them is what's going to be the handgun I carry the most, and you were asking me this. It's going to be the Terran Tactical Innovations Combat Carry Glock 26. You like Glock 26?
I'm not.
Yeah?
Yeah, Man, I apologize. You caught me off guard there. I was trying to envision the way you described the pistol.
Right.
I, of course, have no idea.
I'll send you a picture of one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But, I mean, what it is, it's got a few refinements on it. It's got a little bit better trigger on it. It's got a better grip on it for me. But the Glock 26 for me, I think because it has less of a grip that makes me, I can actually grip it where I want it and then my hand's falling off of it.
Right.
I think that actually helps me drive it more accurately. I have, when I shot that gun, the day I shot it right next to a Copperhead Karen Tactical Innovations Glock 34. And in terms of where it was hitting, I couldn't tell a difference as far as accuracy.
Right.
At least in my hands. And I guess that's where what it all comes down to. How's the gun going to function with me? So, my thoughts are, you know, I've probably got in excess of 100 Glock mags. And with the exception...
Yeah, but what...
Yeah.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
When you said... You have like 100 Glock mags, but what type of mag?
What
type of mag are you using with the 26?
Well, I'm using the one that's in the gun for concealment purposes is a 10 rounder with a +2 on the bottom.
Okay.
And then the spare mags, per your recommendation, my spare mags are Glock 17 mags.
Right, dig it.
Yeah. I also carry in the car 2 21 rounders.
How'd you make a 21 rounder?
Magpul makes them.
Oh, okay.
It's not a +2. The +2s, and this is purely me being cheap. Taran Tactical's +2s are absolutely magnificent, but they're aircraft grade aluminum. They come with a spring. A replacement spring to where it's going to function and actually push everything up. And that's great, except those get sort of pricey when you start buying a bunch of them.
True.
So with the Magpul MOE magazines, which I haven't made one fail yet. Have you ever tried those?
I have never used anything other than OEM. OEM parts, man.
Yeah. Well, I understand that and everything, but...
Yeah, but I've never tried. The answer to your question is no. I've never used aftermarket Glock anything other than, I don't know if you remember Jeff Wilson of Glock Triggers.
Vaguely.
It had nothing to do with the company.
Right.
But the reason I used his triggers was he used all OEM parts. But he had his own polishing formula.
Right.
For his trigger setup. But I've even got away from using that. I use all stock, everything.
Well, you like the fifth gen trigger. You like the fifth gen trigger, don't you?
Well, it's a trigger, yes. And I like it because it's dependable, it's reliable, it makes the gun go bang every time. But there are some aspects of the Glock trigger that I don't like, but I've learned how to control them. The aspects of the trigger that I don't like, if you approach it properly, it becomes a training issue.
Right.
And you can... overcome what I feel, and I'll just go ahead and say it, towards or just prior to the let-off, the striker let-off, it's a little spongy. Trigger's a little spongy. I can't actually feel the let-off like I can on a hammer gun, like firing a 1911 hammer gun. You know what I mean?
Well, that's one of the reasons I like the Timmy trigger. Because it feels like a hammer gun in single action. To me.
Yeah, but The reason I don't particularly like using that trigger is, now, from what I understand, it is a completely outstanding trigger. I have not used it. I am not saying anything against it. But what I do know is, mechanically, in order to gain the advantage that the trigger offers, you can't set the pistol up with a dead trigger. And I don't expect you to, you know, immediately understand what that means, but it's kind of a work point of interest.
Right.
And it goes, it goes hand in hand with, carrying with an empty chamber. If I'm going to have, if circumstances are going to require me to carry with an empty chamber, then I will set the pistol up with a dead trigger.
Right. Which, so, the Timney trigger bounces back forward, you can't tell it's dead.
Right.
Right. So.
So, anyway. That interesting, was interesting choice.
Interesting choice of
your choice
of gun.
The yeah,
I'm you know, there was a guy when I was I made a video about the issue I was having with Glock, and this kid named Anthony Chung, who was a he's a grandmaster in one of those leagues, and he has done all of his shooting, his competitive shooting, with a Glock 26. But he downloaded video of me, and he watched what I was doing, and we got on a phone call. He came on the show and actually talked about it. And with a stock Glock, what I have to do is I have to change the grip and actually grip it lower down towards the base.
Okay.
In order to try to get my finger to line up in a straight line with the trigger. So, okay, to that,
now when you say the base, are you talking about where the grip, trigger guard meets the grip?
Well, I'm talking about the pad of my hand of the shooting. You know what? I'll explain that in the next segment, because we're coming up on the break, and I'll start to get into it, and I'll forget about it. Then the music will play, and I'll sound like a bush leaguer, and I don't want to sound like that. For those of you that like Super Dave right now is exclusive here on Lock and Load, although he's got gigs coming up and other things, so very shortly he'll be back out there on the social media blackout that is I envy. So, yeah, that's for the moment I have him exclusively here. Talking about my realizations and me finding my shortcomings. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. Almost 700,000 customers in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe storms hit the region. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour, hail as big as an inch and a half. The National Weather Service says a large and extremely dangerous tornado was confirmed Thursday night near Williamston, Michigan, just east of Lansing. Former President Trump may be heading back to Atlanta soon after Thursday's surrender at the Fulton County Jail. Charlie Shaw is a local bail bondsman who handled Trump's $200,000 bail.
It was a historical experience, one that I've never experienced before and probably never will again in my life.
Record-breaking heat possible through Monday in dozens of U.S. cities. Sweltering heat has been roasting parts of the central and southern U.S. this week, will continue in parts of the south. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with extended advice. And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking training and realizations with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. Anyway, when you look at the back strap of the gun, what he was telling me was to take my gripping hand of the gun and to put more pressure, you know, let it ride up into the beaver tail, what would be the beaver tail of the gun, high into the bore, but at the same time press more with the lower part of my palm versus pushing it in and turning my wrist over with it.
Not exactly
an instinctive grip. I could shoot it that way. If I take the time to consciously think about that, I can take any out-of-the-box Glock and shoot it accurately. But it is not, it's not something where I'm going to, you know, draw, push, press, go. You know, it's not something I'm doing. It's just not an instinctive thing. So, to that end, when I realized that, that's when I started doing this experimental thing and everything, and I found all these other kinds of guns and everything, but it really comes down to practicality, because I got all this stuff for Glock. I've got all these holsters for Glock. I got all these magazines for Glock. So I needed to find a Glock in 9mm that I could shoot, and it turns out that if somebody just shaves the grip, like Terran Tactical does, I can shoot it. So my choice as far as the Glock 26, you find that to be interesting?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. I'm interested in what your train of thought is behind choosing the 26.
So the 26 is a gun that I can carry in I had that just for the days when I'm, like, it's hot right now, right? So I'm wearing, like, gym pants or gym shorts or something like that with no belt or nothing. And I can hold the Glock 26 up in a sticky holster with those, with a pair of shorts. So that's good. So I've got a good gun that's a decent gun, and it's a proven gun, and I have a good concealed carry piece that I know I can shoot accurately. But then I got to thinking about that. Now, I live in South Carolina, so we have a lot of warm weather. So it turns out I'm probably carrying, I mean, it'll be warm. You live in Florida. You know what it's going to be like in September and October and going into November. It's going to be warm.
Hands down.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll be spending a lot of time in looser apparel carrying a gun. And I just thought to myself, well, you know, the Glock 26, I can stick a 33 rounder in it if I want to, and it's going to function. And there's no, I'm not losing anything in accuracy, although I've trained more with the Glock 17 size gun than anything else, but it's the gun I'm going to carry the most. So why not make it the gun that I focus on?
I thought I would never hear you say the words.
What's that?
I've been waiting to hear that for quite a while, bro.
What? The gun I carry the most is the gun I'm going to focus on?
Right. I've been waiting for that one, man.
Yeah.
I finally got it out of you.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing you, man. But, you know the deal. Beware of the man with one gun.
Yeah.
Because he probably knows how to use it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to that end, like if I decided you made me see the light about putting a plate carrier in my kit, my Ono kit. Well, it wouldn't be nothing for me to mount a holster for that little Glock 26 right there on my chest there, to where I could just have ready access for that Glock 26.
Right.
And it's small and it's unobtrusive. It doesn't weigh that much. And if I have to get out there, the only organic magazines that come with it are not really conducive to, if I'm in a non-permissive environment with a rifle and everything, if I have to use a handgun, I'm going to want to have a lot of stuff on tap for it. So I want a full-size magazine in it, but you know what, the Glock 26 will take it. And then once again, I still have the beauty of the size of the gun, and then we'll go with the rest of it. Just shoot it.
Right.
So when I go and test this Staccato C2, which the Staccatos are a fine gun and everything else, but the problem I have with that is I don't have enough stuff to actually train with it. Right. I don't have enough magazines. I like to, if I'm going to go to a class, I probably want to have 15 magazines loaded.
Right.
Because I can concentrate on shooting and not so much on loading magazines.
Exactly. Yeah, they're, and from what I understand, they're fairly expensive, correct?
What, the Staccatos? Yeah, they're an expensive gun and everything, yeah.
But the magazines themselves are fairly expensive
as
well.
Yeah, they're like twice the price of a Glock mag. Maybe three times the price. I don't know.
Wow.
But, I mean, to that end, I've probably got 40, 17 mags, and I've probably got about 40, 19 mags, and then I've got about 10.
Good Lord, man.
I've got maybe 15 mags that are 21 rounds or 33 rounds or 27 rounds.
Right.
I've got a couple of 27 rounders, too. So I've got enough mags to run this thing, and I've got enough mags to, you know, if I go to another class again, while I'm going to take primarily, I probably train in the class with primarily 19 mags. But in the class, I'm going to take a couple of those 21 rounders and go out there on the fire line.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You would be foolish not to.
Yeah.
Even if you have some die-in-place 33 rounders.
Yeah.
It would do you well to break them out once in a blue moon and, you know, not only cycle your ammo through them, but remind yourself of the weight distribution and, you know, the handling characteristics.
Right.
Because, you know, when you stick a 33 rounder in a 26, you've got more magazine in your and then you do gun.
Right. Well, one thing that I like about this, and I have, when I tested this, I took a bunch of 21 rounders out there with it. And jamming those in there and pulling the trigger on it, it actually sort of, you know, if there's any sort of, I don't see a big difference in the recoil between a 17 and a 26, do you?
The pistols themselves?
Yeah, when you're shooting them.
But what magazine are you using in either?
Stock. Just standard magazine.
Standard magazine in each?
Yeah.
Pistol?
Yeah.
It only stands to reason that you're going to, or you should have, an increased felt recoil impulse with the 26 because of the reduced weight of the pistol itself and the standard mag. The standard 26 mag is a, I can't even remember.
10.
The capacity of the standard mag.
10.
10 rounds? Okay.
Yeah, but see, the thing about that is one of the things I do is I have no standard 10 rounders. They're all plus twos.
Okay.
So I have that pinky part of the grip to grab the gun with when I'm shooting it. And it is a, for me, it all comes to, you know, recoil is a perception. When you say, I mean, you're out there saying, oh, this kicks, no, this doesn't kick. For me, I don't feel when I'm pulling the trigger on that gun, I don't feel like this thing is jumping more than the average Glock. So for me, I'm just okay. Out there.
I understand that part. Granted, a side-by-side comparison,
right?
Sure, it would be noticeable.
Hang on right there, though. Hang on right there. We got it. Wow, this is important. I need to hear this. Super Dave, okay. You can catch Super Dave here. He comes up, and he's here with me. First hour every Friday. We start the weekend off with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. Philosophical talks about shooting, training pointers, all this stuff. If it applies to me, it may apply to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington, and I finally made a decision, and I'm focused on a gun that is the gun that I carry every time I go out. It's the gun that I pick up. It's the gun I carry in light clothing, and it's the gun I carry in heavy clothing, and it's just the gun I carry. And, well, we've been talking about this. Now, you were just about to talk about a side-by-side comparison. What were you thinking?
If you were to do a side-by-side comparison of the standard G17 with a, standard G17 capacity magazine, 17-round capacity mag, let's say put that blaster in your left hand and put a G26 with a standard capacity, 10-round mag in the 26, both guns are firing the same ammo. If you were to fire them simultaneously or alternately, you're going to register the difference in the actual and perceived recoil to include muzzle blast.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay. But otherwise, if, for example, I were just to decide I wanted to work with my 26 today, and I just took a 26 rig to the berm and simply worked with the 26, there's nothing to compare it with immediately, so it would not be a noticeable thing. I just don't see it being a thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but the one thing that I do enjoy and actually believe in the shorter Glocks, specifically speaking of my G26, they're tap drivers, and I think it's because of due to the shortness of the frame and the compactness of the design, they have less frame flex when the gun fires.
Right.
And functions. So they have a tendency to be, a little more accurate than, your average G-lock. But I can't say enough about Glock. The you're talking about a firearms design with a reputation that owns, what, about 80% of the world market. You know what I mean?
Pretty high. It's pretty high.
I don't know if that's an actual number. I'm just guessing.
I think when the last time I saw a figure, 73% of law enforcement uses Glock.
Well, and then that's just in the U.S., bro.
Right.
Look at the rest of the world. But it just blows my mind that Glock is where they are at in the realm. They're industry leaders, you know, and have been for quite some time.
For me, a lot of the problems I had with Glock had to do with just some things I've heard about Gaston Glock, right? And over the course of time, I've just come to the conclusion that if I look at any of these gun companies, I probably find some dirt on somebody. And Gaston Glock, some of the stuff I've heard about Gaston Glock tells me he's sort of a tough guy. I mean, didn't his partner try to have him murdered and he beat up the hitman or something like that? You ever hear about that?
You know, you knocked the dust off of some memories. I recall hearing something like that.
Yeah.
That's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was like mid-90s. Mid-90s, late-90s, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I do remember that. I do recall something like that.
Well, I mean, I remember when Glock came out. And it came out hot in 85. And
oh, yeah. Everybody was worried.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody thought it was like a completely ceramic gun. Everybody saw which one of the diehards where it's a Glock 7 and you can't see it with an X-ray machine, all that other nonsense. It was crazy. But you see one in a gun shop, you pick one up, and it's just top-heavy because it's made out of metal on the top.
Right.
Now, the Glock today, I have to say, because, like, when the first Glock I ever bought was when the Glock 22 came out,
mm-hmm.
I bought one. But I bought it so early on that I had trouble finding ammo for it. Because 40 was new.
Right. I've never owned a 40, and I say that proudly.
I regret that was a waste of time having a 40 because the Glock in that size is a superb 9mm gun. It is a lousy 40 caliber gun.
I think the 40 caliber was blatantly mishandled by the FBI. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah,
because I happen to know the inventor of the 40 caliber, and that would be Mr. Paul Liebenberg. And the 40 caliber being, you know, the cut down 10mm,
right,
was the answer or the response to the Miami FBI shootout.
Right.
And I want to say that was April 84.
Or 86.
86?
It was one of those years.
Yeah. But it got, I think the 40 was mishandled as a caliber.
Well, it was, but I mean, the thing about it is, because of the shell casing and everything, they were like, well, we can run this through a Glock, through a 9mm size gun, except they should have been running it through a 10mm size gun. That would have been a better gun to run it through.
You're talking about, yeah, when they, I got it.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Look, this
yeah,
is,
you're absolutely correct.
Too snappy now. The Glock 20 and 10mm, that's a great gun. I have one right over there. I love it.
Yes. I have a hunting rig set up on the G20.
Yeah. So, the that's if I had to say that there is a favorite Glock I have, I prefer the Glock 10mm to the Glock 45 ACP.
I would agree. on all levels, yeah. really. Handling, recoil, bottom line, cartridge performance. The 45 ACP can't compete with a 10 mil.
Right. And the 45 ACP and the Glock, or excuse me, the Glock with in a 10 millimeter. And I have carried that as a concealed carry gun, believe it or not. The full-sized one. Because I can. But, you know, that's all. That's another story. Bottom line, I'm about to start working a little more. Every time I go to the range, you know, like when I go test this C2, which is going to be a lovely experience, I'm taking my Glock 26, and I'm taking an AR, and I'm going to put some magazines through the AR, and I'll put some rounds through the Glock 26, and just every time I shoot, those two guns are going to get shot, no matter what, whatever else happens, because those are going to be my primary two weapons.
I totally get it. Yeah. The your AR is 5.56
yeah.
caliber,
yeah.
or
I have one in 300 blackout, but I mean, as far as the way they both feel, and we could do a whole show on that one. We probably ought to, as a matter of fact, the difference between those two. But we're about to run out of time now.
Okay.
This is what happens in one of the faster hours in radio. This is what happens when we get together. Super Dave, you can catch Super Dave here because of all the problem children Super Dave has ever come across, I probably have to be the one with the most problems. So he is my sounding board, and you get to listen to me sounding off with him and tapping that mind and getting that knowledge and trying to apply it. And at some point, we're actually going to get together, and he's going to just sort of, you know, give me an eyeball and tell me what he thinks. So that's in the future, too. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Yeah, very much appreciate the opportunity. Mr. Bill, take care.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.